RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Are You Serious Network, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I know you seeing what I'm seeing, and that's LSU's next opponent after Army, but this has become a trend this year. And listen, I think you are who you are, Blake.
Yeah, that's
no changing. As a team, They have gotten off to some slow starts and then have to dig their way out of it. But eventually, this is going to bite you where you don't need to be bit.
Well, Mike, all I'm going to say is put Harold Perkins Jr. on Proctor.
Because he's given
he's given up 4 pressures in the first quarter. He does not look good. And I tell you what, Tennessee is playing right now. The Mays kid, the center, he is pushing dudes around.
Yes, he is.
Alabama, they better figure something out quick, is all I say.
Yeah, and man, Joe Milton, man, he missed a lollipop throw.
Yeah.
He had that tight end in the back of the end zone. He just sort of missed him. He got a little bit away from Blake. Today we're going to focus a little bit on, and we'll talk about Army, but one of the things is recruiting this time of year.
Yep.
And, boy, it's been sort of a hot week. They had a lot of people there last Saturday, going to have a lot of people again. They got a commitment, but they lost a young man too. So kind of go through a little bit of the scenario of losing one of the top corners in the South, number one rated cornerback out of state of Tennessee. But you also got a commitment. And what they have – that they're bringing in today to take a look at this situation at Tiger Stadium. And if I'm a front seven guy or a cornerback, man, what? Tag me. I can go play tomorrow at LSU.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Mike, so they had JoJo Stone, the wide receiver out of Georgia, that decommitted first. But then, you know, look, Jimbo Fisher might be getting purged a little. It's Draylon Miller, the 4-star, big-time, top 50 recruit, decommitted, and he was in Baton Rouge last weekend. So LSU is starting to feel really good there, for sure. So I don't worry about them offensively, Mike. I think that they are just doing some really great things offensively. But like you mentioned, defensively, they have had some issues in the DB rooms defensively. But just hold on a second. I think Brian Kelly's got something up his sleeve. Terry Bussey is a kid who is also an A&M commit. Look, Mike, I don't buy into all this stuff, but was wearing all LSU gear last night, and his came with Timpson. So, I do look at that and ask myself the question, is LSU close the door on that commitment? And then finally, something now that I think, Mike, we can talk about now that Arkansas lost to Mississippi State today. couple of DBs that LSU was after that Arkansas has committed. I would not be surprised if you started seeing some decommitments from Arkansas as well.
Blake, one of the things is he was one of the top-rated high school players in the country. Now, I think he's the top-rated defensive pass rusher. He recently got an offer from LSU, though he's gotten an offer from everybody, so to speak. When you can rush a quarterback, man, that list is real long. Someone asked me to ask you about him and your thoughts on where he may end up.
Who is that, Mike?
He's the top-rated JUCO defensive end, outside linebacker, the pass rusher.
Yeah.
I think he was the top-rated player up front guy as a pass rusher in the country 2 years ago. And I think he recently got an LSU offer. I've seen he's gotten offers from a lot of other major colleges too.
Yeah, I think LSU is how do I want to say? They're definitely taking a look at it. Right,
okay.
Meaning that they feel as if, from what I've been told, you know, look, we're going to continue to evaluate this situation, but I would not count him completely out of this scenario. Now, Sean Washington's another kid from JUCO that they've looked at.
Correct.
Jerry Hamlin is another kid that they've looked at more in the interior, but I do think that they're taking a very hard look at JUCO. However, from what the last 2 weeks I've been told is that, you know, when kids start going into the portal, you know, that's another thing, Mike, that they got to look into. So JUCO kids normally don't come in December. They usually take a little bit longer to get here. So maybe that could help them. But I do feel if there is a JUCO kid that I feel really good about in reference to coming to LSU, that would be Sean Washington. The former Georgia kid and the former Louisiana kid as well. That would be the number one, Mike, that I feel good that LSU is going to get in this class. Other ones, I think they're going to continue to wait and see.
I got you. Anybody from the state of Louisiana? Now, most of these guys have already verbally committed. Though verbally committed, I mean that's not worth the piece of paper you gave that verbal commitment on, so to speak. But there is a defensive back from the city of New Orleans that they've taken a long look at. I think he's a verbal commitment for Ole Miss. Is that someone that you think that they have sort of pressed on after losing Miller from Tennessee?
Yeah, I think that Bernard Causey's one, Mike, and I think there's a kid out of Hattiesburg that I really like a lot, P.J. Woodland. P.J. Woodland, the kid from Hattiesburg, reminds me a lot of Emmanuel Forbes, who was at Mississippi State, kind of longer, 6 foot, long arms, got kind of rangy. But Bernard Causey's another kid, Mike, that they're going to take another deep look at. He got the offer after having a really good senior season so far. And look, you know, kids are kids these days, but he wore a cheetah jacket out there covering wide receivers and didn't give up a catch. He went up against multiple five-star kids. Ryan Wingo's a kid who's a five-star out of St. Louis. You know, he's likely to go to Missouri. How about that? Missouri getting another five-star receiver.
Man, what's happening there? Yeah. Somebody got a nice bankroll in Columbia.
NIL, well, baby. Mike, you know what's crazy is they
My
got
daughter
the
went
NIL
to
rule,
University of Missouri.
Yeah, they got the new NIL rule in Missouri. But, look, he shut down the number one wide receiver in the country, right? I mean, it was three passes, three incompletions, one he tipped. So Bernard Causey, you know, has been flying up boards. And I know that Pete Golding offered him early, you know, like I think 12 hours after that camp he offered him. And then, you know, he got the commitment. But if LSU really wants to continue to push, I think they're going to get the flip.
Yeah, Blake, man, you know, there's a couple things I'm sure of. That I'm a beautiful-looking young man, and that Mike D'Antilier is going to have some sort of a down-the-bayou accent when he speaks. But the one thing I have no clue is what's going to happen tomorrow is with these kids and recruiting, right? So with that being said, how do you think Brian Kelly is actually doing in his truly second year of recruiting for LSU? Because, you know, one of the biggest attractions for him was to be able to recruit these kids that are 4, 5, 3-star, you know, guys that he can develop, things like that. So what do you think how do you think he's looking right now in recruiting in regards to, is he keeping up with the, you know, the Georgias of the world, the Alabamas and the USCs and all these other people, right?
The Alabamas, yes. The Georgias, no. Right? I mean, if,
hey, nobody keeping
honest,
up with that.
Nobody's keeping up with that. I mean, the truth, no. I mean, now, here's how I think he's been doing in recruiting. Look, LSU was a top six class before Andre Evans decommitted. They're going to get some more commitments in here within the next, I'd say, 3 weeks, which is going to push them into the top five. Okay, if you live in the top five, you're going to be really, really good.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're there, I explained it, Herb, this week because there was some panic around recruiting. When Emory Jones went down and Lance Hurd was able to come in and replace Emory Jones, well, that's what Bama's been doing to everybody in the past. Okay, yeah. A five-star goes down, another five-star comes in. But I'm just going to tell you, Georgia as a whole, there's nobody in the country keeping up with them. They have, I think, four or five five-star kids. They got the Chris Cole kid, the linebacker, who reminds me a lot of Reuben Foster. If y'all remember Reuben Foster,
yep.
They have the Robinson, the fourth kid, the corner, who his comp has been Derek Stingley. He's out at IMG. But I will give Brian Kelly a lot of credit. At least along the offensive line, and they've done good. They got to get better along the defensive line, Herb. That'd be the only position group that I think that they've really struggled so far. Now, you could say that they've struggled because they hadn't had a D-line coach, and that really hurts. But everywhere else, I think they've done a really, really good job in recruiting.
One of the things, Blake, Frank Monica and I, we've talked about this so many times, former longtime St. Charles Catholic High School coach and head coach at Tulane, Mike, there's something about Louisiana kids. They may not be as big or as fast or as strong as some of the other guys. They may be a three-star instead of a five-star, but there's something about them. And the dream of going through that tunnel and to hear that bum, 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 and you grew up with that. And, and for all of us, we like to see the best players go to LSU. But there is something about your makeup from the state of Louisiana that you grew up with this and you dreamed of playing at LSU that has to be in the factor every time you go out recruiting, because they always got guys that want to come to LSU, and maybe they aren't the four or five star guys. And so that's the balancing act.
Yeah.
It was for Les, it was for Coach O, and it is for Brian Kelly. The balancing act of how do you look at that, being the Louisiana guy, and there are some positions you have to go outside the state for. Yeah, okay. And offensive and defensive linemen may be a big part of that, possibly at quarterback too.
Yep.
But you look at the running backs, receivers. Now, it hasn't been great at the secondary, which used to be, an unbelievable hole that used to be able to get right here in this state.
Yeah.
And linebackers, I think, have gotten better in the state of Louisiana. But your thoughts on balancing the Louisiana part and going outside the state?
Well, Mike, it's not only, when we think about that, it's not just this class that they're doing the balancing on, right? Meaning, you got to look at 2025, too. You just had Bryce Underwood, the number one quarterback, number one player in the country in the building. Now, we did DeCorian Moore, the five-star wide receiver for 25 out of Dallas. We went live with him to do his commitment, okay? And it's different because receiver might be a little down in the state of Louisiana next year. And you
next
go and
year,
get those guys. But I think Wallace Foster and look, people keep calling me crazy, but I've seen Ahmad Bro from Ruston play three times, and he's coming away with a minimum of eight sacks. He's 6'3", 250, and everybody's like, oh, he's not big enough. Says
what?
Who?
Says who? Thank
who
you.
Who said that?
Says who?
Well, I mean, that's – Mike, look, I ain't going to throw nobody under the bus, but that's what 247, why they have him as a three-star. And I'm like, okay, guys, he has 17 sacks in the last, like, 13 games. Okay, like he's killing dudes, all right? Like I've seen him go up against Lance Hurd one-on-one in the camp.
Yeah.
And look, I like Lance. Lance is going to be a probably first-round pick. He was whipping up on him, okay?
Yeah.
So I watched Ahmad Bro again last night. Ahmad Bro took Williams, the kid that's committed to Texas. He took him to the woodshed, okay? And so I look at those kids. You ask about the balance. That's a kid that I'm really high on, but he's a three-star, and nobody's talking about him. But the kid can really, really play.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. We really appreciate it. Always
love it, Blake.
Great to give us information. And, man, how unprecedented it is tonight. Army LSU, and to see that. And, man, I'm old enough on the Bayou because they were, you know, recruiting Bayou players with Paul Dietzel was there. He'd always end that little talk he gave, I'll never leave LSU. And then, poof, he goes to Army. Man, and he found out it wasn't what it was in the 30s and 40s and 50s. Paul had a little difficulties there. But, man, to see Army come to Baton Rouge, that really makes things really special tonight.
Mike, just very quickly, very, very quickly. I had an offer from Army, okay? They came to Franklinton, Louisiana, and offered.
Don't they want you to play Blake center?
They wanted me to play center, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
My dad was there, and he said, nope. He threw the letters that they had. That said, you ain't playing. You ain't going there.
That's right. It sounds familiar.
Yep. Threw him in the trash and said, you too fat, boy. You need to lose some weight, but you ain't going anyway. So
yeah, anyway. Doing some of those agility drills for the extra thing might have been difficult, Blake. God bless you, brother. Thanks so much, Blake.
See you guys later.
All right. Blake Ruffino from RU Sirius Network. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge right after this break here on the Big 870.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.